For those Ukrainians who identify more with the West than with Russia, there's an old Ukrainian folk song that's become a sort of anthem.
Мамко ж моя не лай мені, мамко ж моя не лай мені.
It's called Plena Kacha. The song is especially associated with those who lost their lives during the protests in Kiev's Independence Square or Maidan, and it means a great deal to Ukrainians like the BBC's Irina Taranyuk.
I knew this song for a number of years as something very mournful, very sad. I used to have a good cry about when I felt down. It is a lament. It's about a young soldier, young recruit going to fight in foreign wars and him having a dialogue with his mother, saying, "My dear mother, what will happen to me if I die in a foreign land?" And she tells him, "Well, my dearest, you will be buried by other people." It's really poignant and sad.
So what's the symbolism now and the connection of this song to the protesters who died in Kiev's Maidan?
Marco, you know, there is hardly anything in any folklore, in any sung tradition, anywhere in the world that is more sad, more lament-like than this song, Plena Kacha. And when dozens of people killed by snipers in Maidan on the 18th and 20th of February were buried and mourned in the mass funeral of the February the 21st, it was this song, Plena Kacha. It became known to the broader world. It became known to all Ukrainians because some of the Russian-speaking Ukrainians from the East never heard this song probably until the funerals, mass funeral. It acquired a life of its own, this song, and a new life for the 21st century.
There are parts of the song and the harmonies that sound almost religious, like Gregorian chanting. Is that part of the appeal now as well?
It is a particularly appropriate part of that song that appeals to the mood, the general mood of the country, because Ukraine is the country in mourning, and actually the country that didn't have the time to mourn its dead. Ukrainians call those people who died, who gave their lives for at Maidan, they call them Heavenly Hundred. Mm. Because over 100 people died killed by snipers in a ruthless and the most bloody page of Ukrainian history since obtaining independence in 1991. So this is, you know, something that we couldn't have foreseen even, that it is possible in our day and age, in a contemporary European country that we all believed Ukraine to be, that, you know, 100 people can be killed by snipers, by marksmen like that in cold blood. So that was the death knell of presidency by Yanukovych, but also it was a reawakening of Ukrainians as a nation because they said that the ultimate sacrifice by these people should not be forgotten. We are still lamenting our dead. Mm. We are still singing Plena Kacha po Tesini. And unfortunately, now my fear for this song is that it will be associated with the loss, with the dead of Maidan, rather than with a longer folklore tradition, that now this song will be predominantly associated with the Heavenly Hundred.
The BBC's Irina Taranyuk, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, Marco.
Сам не знаю, де погину. Сам не знаю, де погину.
Гей, погину я в чужім краю. Погину я в чужім краю.
Хто ж ми буде брати я?